CyberPulse Daily. Hidden cargo. Today's CyberPulse Daily brief is about hidden cargo, not malware arriving with a skull icon, not a breach beginning with a dramatic ransom note. Hidden cargo is what moves inside the things enterprises already allow. A cloned code repository, a package update, a seasonal greeting, a wallet prompt, a storage service, a boot component, a browser patch, a remote access tool. That is the fresh signal for Thursday. The enterprise front door is no longer one door. It is every routine object that security has learned to treat as normal. Start with the developer desk. Researchers reported that a flaw in a popular AI coding editor could let a malicious cloned repository trigger code execution on a desktop. That matters because code cloning is not an exotic act. It is the daily intake process for modern engineering. If a repository can bring its own execution path, then repository review is no longer just about source quality. It is endpoint exposure, credential exposure, and build system exposure in one motion. The same pattern appeared in the software supply chain. Compromised async API packages in the NPM ecosystem were reported delivering multi-stage botnet malware. This is not merely a package hygiene story. It is a reminder that developer dependency flows are now operational intake channels. A small package can become a courier for persistence, command infrastructure, and lateral pressure before a human realizes that a routine install carried something else. Then look at user-facing deception. A phishing campaign abused e-cards to deploy remote monitoring and management tools. Another malware framework targeted wallet users by injecting seed phrase phishing into legitimate-looking application experiences. These are different technical stories, but the same strategic move. Adversaries are not always trying to break the interface. They are trying to ride inside the interface the user expects to see. There is also pressure at the firmware and platform layer. 11 vulnerable UEFI shims were reported as enabling secure boot bypass conditions. In parallel, major browser, document, virtualization, and platform updates landed for critical flaws, while a researcher released proof-of-concept code for a desktop zero-day shortly after the monthly update cycle. The message for Gulf security leaders is blunt. The lower in the stack the issue sits, the more dangerous it becomes to manage it as a normal help desk ticket. The final signal is industrial scale. A new TuxBot variant shows signs of large language model-assisted development for IoT botnet capability. Whether the tooling was fully automated is less important than the direction of travel. Commodity infrastructure malware is becoming easier to iterate, easier to adapt, and easier to aim at exposed devices that should never have been reachable in the first place. So what should leaders do today? Priority zero, treat developer intake as an execution boundary. Require isolated workspaces for untrusted repositories. Block automatic execution from clone projects where possible, and monitor developer endpoints for suspicious child processes launched by editors, package managers, and build tools. If engineering says this slows them down, ask what the cost is when the repository becomes the loader. Priority 1. Reduce hidden cargo in approved channels. Tighten package provenance checks, require lock file review for sensitive projects, monitor for new maintainer or package behavior changes, and restrict remote monitoring tools to allow listed, logged, and business-approved instances. The goal is not to ban useful tools. The goal is to make unexpected tool delivery visible. Priority 2. Separate urgent platform exposure from routine patch volume. Browser, virtualization, firmware, and boot chain issues deserve a different queue from ordinary application updates. Security teams should know which assets rely on vulnerable boot components, which endpoints allow risky repository handling, and which exposed devices remain unmanaged. The leadership takeaway is simple. Attackers are hiding payloads in the enterprise's normal cargo lanes. The winning metric is not just whether the organization can detect malware, it is whether the organization can inspect what its trusted workflows are carrying. For the CISO, this is a governance shift. Ask for a map of the cargo lanes, repositories, packages, remote tools, boot components, wallet prompts, browser updates, and unmanaged devices. Then ask which lanes are inspected continuously, which are inspected only after an incident, and which are still moving on trust alone. All links related to this episode are included in the show notes. Reporting on malicious repositories, compromised packages, remote management phishing, wallet deception, platform updates, boot chain bypass risk, and IoT botnet development are all there if you want to dig into the sources. That is your CyberPulse Daily Brief for Thursday, July 16th, 2026. Stay vigilant. Stay